From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have agreed to continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean Peninsula. Meanwhile, the U.S. Treasury Department announced that it had imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program.
A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens. Also on Tuesday, Russia offered to wade into the fray to help mediate between Washington and Pyongyang. In response, the State Department said the U.S. can already talk to North Korea, quote, through a variety of channels, and that it's up to North Korea to change course.
Reuters reporter Ryan Brooks. A fourth suspect has been charged in U.S. federal court in a human trafficking scheme that targeted teen workers and promised an education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross into the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been sentenced to 4 to 15 years in prison. The teenagers were smuggled into the U.S. and soon found themselves living in shabby trailers and working up to 12 hours a day at difficult tasks. They were forced to clean chicken coops, carry heavy crates, and more. This is VOA News. 10 people sustained non-life-threatening injuries and sent to hospitals when a homemade bomb detonated in a supermarket in St. Petersburg, Russia. Investigators say they have opened a criminal case on the grounds of attempted murder. Reports from the Puerto Rican capital, San Juan, this week said that some police precincts have had as few as 3 officers to cover up the 4 towns over the Christmas holiday, as more than 2,000 of the U.S. territory's officers have called in sick to protest the lack of overtime pay they say they are owed. As the island struggles to recover from the 2 Category 5 hurricanes that knocked out many basic services, authorities say police officers have been working 12 to 16-hour days to fill the need and keep control over theft, especially of power generators. Meanwhile, the Puerto Rico Police Chief Michelle Hernandez has recommended to the governor that the U.S. National Guard be used to help fill temporary vacancies on the police force. A bus carrying Chinese tourists has skidded off the road in Iceland, killing 1 and injuring 12 others. Iceland police said the crash occurred after the bus rear-ended a car near a lava field about 250 kilometers east of Iceland's capital. The driver and a passenger in the car were not hurt. Liberians continue to wait to find out who will be their next president as officials continue to tally votes from the West African nation's runoff election.
Election officials in Liberia counting votes by torchlight. Polls shut late on Tuesday in a presidential runoff, which authorities hope will mark the first democratic transfer of power in the African country in more than 70 years. Former World Footballer of the Year, George Weah, is squaring up against Vice President Joseph Boakai for the top job. Both of them promised to tackle poverty and corruption. They're bidding to succeed Alan Johnson Sirleaf in a runoff vote delayed for more than a month after Boakai and another candidate alleged widespread fraud in October's first round of polls. However, the Supreme Court rejected that challenge earlier this month.
So far, the election process...
The National Elections Commission confirmed no major disruptions occurred in the runoff, and voting was better organized than last time.
The Pentagon acknowledges Christmas Eve airstrike in southern Somalia killed 13 al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said the Somali government helped coordinate the operation. The United States carried out about 30 airstrikes against al-Shabaab this year. This includes a drone targeting a militant training camp last month, which killed 100. A senior Somali Army officer said more than 20 al-Shabaab militants have surrendered. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.